This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, we've been doing an inductive Bible study of 1 Peter 5. We noted what Peter said and organized our thoughts under 3 points: leadership, followership, and fellowship. By doing this, we began the process of interpreting what Peter was saying. All of us, as we begin the Christian life, need leaders who can help us grow in our understanding and encourage us to live by what we understand. We will need encouragement to press on in tough times, humbly trusting in God's care and provision for us. Leaders who shepherd and mentor us have had other leaders help them. Now they need to live as examples before those God has put under their care. They should exude a willing, enthusiastic, and altruistic spirit as they lead. Arrogance, greed, and pride are antithetical to their calling. Anyone who has the awesome privilege of shepherding or overseeing God's flock, or even mentoring one believer in God's flock, should realize how unworthy they are. They should always remember how inadequate they are apart from God's enabling grace, and when God uses them, they should humbly give all the praise and glory to God. When leaders care for others this way, they will be following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Those they lead will be encouraged to follow their example and have faith that God will be with them. Leaders will experience opposition from our enemy, the devil, but victory is secure. So leaders, cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Peace be with you.